John Little led the way out of the Dawson checkpoint on the Yukon Quest at 10:51 this morning. He was followed closely by William Cleedon at 11:06 and Hugh Neff at 11:33. Three other mushers are within striking distance of the leaders. Hans Gott, Sebastian Schnula, and Brent Sass left the checkpoint this afternoon. From Dawson, it's 50 miles down the Yukon to the popular resting spot at the mouth of the 40-mile river. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports from the Yukon Quest Trail, John Little remains optimistic about the rest of the race, despite being beaten to the halfway goal in Dawson by just 2 minutes.
John Little says he's thrilled with the condition of his dog team as he heads into the Quest's final 500 miles. He says being beaten to the halfway goal by William Cleedon was a disappointment, but doesn't have any bearing on the rest of the race. He says Cleedon is faster and simply capitalized on that heading into Dawson.
I knew he was potentially right there, but I never really looked behind me. And then I dallied a little bit up on King Solomon's Dome. I wasn't quite sure I was going the right way. I actually doubled the team back and lost about 20, 25 minutes up there. And then came on down, and it was just cruising on down. And then like one of my leaders was wanting to dip snow, and she stopped the team, and he went blowing by me.
While Little concedes speed, he says his team may be able to get by on less rest and come out ahead. Conventional dog mushing wisdom is that you need to rest dogs for as long as you run them, but Little says he's testing that theory with an aggressive race plan.
I'm just resting less because I think it's all they need. I'm not trying to say, oh, I got to keep up with Joe Blow or something. I'm just stopping and resting, and I'm like, well, it's time to go. I think people think they need more than they really do. It's not me. It's nothing new. If you watch the All Alaska Sweepstakes last year, those guys would run long and take three-hour breaks and keep going.
Little says his slower pace means Cleedon will likely pass him today and be first to the 40-mile river, but he hopes to claw his way back up front by spending more time on the trail at a slower but consistent pace. He says he plans to drop two younger dogs that are sore from the first half of the race and leave Dawson with 11 that are happy and eating well.
Really bouncy dogs I'm going to be leaving with.
Meanwhile, fellow frontrunner Brent Sass may also be dropping down to 11 dogs. Sass had to pack his best lead dog, Madonna, on the long run into Dawson Tuesday, but says she's recovering.
The 8 hours in the sled definitely helped her out a lot, but she's still stiff. I think it's in her back. The vets were all having a little hard problem trying to find it. She's a tough dog, so she doesn't show a lot of weakness. But she's doing better. I may still have to drop her, but it'll be whatever's best for Madonna.
Sass says Madonna was the key to finishing his first two Yukon Quests, but that if he drops her, he'll still have several leaders she helped train in his team. Like John Little, Sass says his team is suited to a somewhat slower pace and that he's hoping for new snow and rough trail conditions.
I want the roughest, slowest, snowiest trail I can get. And, you know, the hills at the end are going to really help me. And if there's snow in them, it'll be even better there, too. I have a powerful team that isn't scared of anything.
Quest mushers were given an overview of the race's next 500 miles at a meeting last night. Alaska Side Trail Coordinator John Schandelmeyer described sections of jumble ice on the Yukon River between Eagle and Circle, but said overall there's nothing out there that dog mushers can't cope with.
You should expect some obstacles, and you should be prepared to deal with them, and nothing is worse than going out of your yard with 16 fresh dogs. So this should be a piece of cake. And so far, it sounds like the trail has been.
Schandelmeyer was put at the helm of the Alaska Side Trail after mushers struggled through some very rough conditions during last year's race. He says the same dedicated local volunteers that have always worked the trail set this year's route. Schandelmeyer says he simply helped pull loose ends together by working rough spots and ensuring dangerous areas, cabins, and turnoffs are well marked along the route to Fairbanks. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Dan Bross.